Well, hello, Studio One Way community. I'm here with Lee Rochelle. We're happy to be here on this, like, it's really rainy and drizzly and kind of cold. Are you kind of feeling a little
Well, yeah, and it's Monday, so it's
Monday.
a lunar day.
Yeah. It's Scorpio season, which
We're right
is
in
a
the
lot
thick
of
of
deep
Scorpio
emotions.
season, yeah.
And we just came through the eclipses. So basically, having a great day. Like, basically, better glad you clicked on in to hear us today. But yeah, we're going to chat it up about herbal solutions for stress and anxiety. And you've got the workshop coming up on Friday, so we just want to like sit down and hash this out for a couple minutes.
Yeah, so I have a workshop on Friday at 6:30 at the studio.
That's November 3rd.
It's November 3rd, yeah. And we're going to talk about herbs, and we'll probably talk a little bit about like diet and lifestyle too, and some like functional medicine supplements and some things that can help support burnt out nervous system, or you know, burnt out endocrine system, adrenal fatigue sort of issues. I've found that herbs can be such a powerful ally, specifically when healing from conditions of nervous system burnout, because every plant has its own essence that works on the biological, the emotional, the spiritual level, right?
Oh,
so when we're talking about issues of the nervous system, like it's a physical thing, but it's also very psychological,
it's
right?
An intersection.
It's
It's
an
like a hub
intersection.
Of all of it. I mean, you guys might not know this, but I think anyone that's probably met me knows that I tend to run a little
You run
stressed,
a little
a little
anxious.
anxious. Yeah, like my engine kind of just runs that way.
And if
And
we look at it from like an Ayurvedic lens, right, that disbalance can look like excess vata. So excess air can look like nervous energy.
Distractibility.
And then in the body, it's like dry and cold. Thin, a hard time sleeping. Like this is all what a kind of I don't know that I want to say burnt out, but
stress nervous system
can start to look like.
Yeah,
so a lot of the herbs that we're pulling in, and most of the ones I talk about today are Western or common Western herbs, but they pacify the excess vata. So a lot of them are warming. A lot of them are
calming.
moisturizing to the nervous system.
That's good. And that's good. Like just to remember, because this is vata season as well. So this is the season when it's easy to feel out of balance, or easy for a habit of stress, because in this culture, pretty much it's a habit of stress. And
I noticed, and I know we did another podcast on this previously, but I know that, the word adaptogen is very trendy, and a lot of people take herbs and mushrooms and supplements that have adaptogenic qualities, because I think that, so like the adaptogen is a substance that adapts with your body to help you navigate stress. So adaptogens have sort of relaxant properties and can have exciting properties and can have stimulating properties. And
so
I
it's not so much what property it has the capacity to help your body adjust the tact where it needs to go. So sometimes it's upregulating, sometimes it's downregulating.
Correct. That being said, though, I think a lot of people in our culture reach for adaptogens rather than reaching for something like a relaxant or a sedative or something with more of like a nervous, nervine nourishing property. And I think that that is like they're doing themselves a disservice. I think a lot of people think, oh, I need to manage stress better, right? So I need to take adaptogens so that I can push harder and manage my stress better. When really what they need to do is focus more on remedies that are soothing and relaxing to the nervous system. And that nervous system sort of burnout tends to come before, like when we think about adrenal fatigue, and adrenal fatigue, it's an endocrine organ, right? And the nervous system fatigue, I think, comes before the endocrine system burnout. And a lot of people jump straight to, oh, I've got adrenal fatigue, and they start going in with adaptogens.
Yeah.
When really, like, maybe what they need, I guess what I'm saying is, I don't know that these Nervines kind of get their glory in this culture that's so obsessed with go, go, going.
Yeah. It's almost like, rather than saying, let's find some balance, let's support the body with a lifestyle and a habit and a solution that supports the balance, we want to, like, somehow hack it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so that we can keep going and producing at this unrealistic level.
Yeah. And we're, like, denying the cycles too. Like, mm-hmm. to have a day that looks dreary and feels kind of dreary, it's just like, I'm already kind of,
right.
like, making a plan. Like,
and then
one of my plans is, how much am I going to get done? Mm-hmm. And then my other plan is, can I get some time to just rest and have downtime? Mm-hmm. Because that's the kind of day it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really... for me, like, psychologically, a dance between
mm-hmm.
being super productive, but knowing that my nervous system can't take it. I have to balance.
Yeah. And I think that, there are, what's the principle? Like, as above, so below, right?
Okay.
So if we're exploiting our bodies to try to, like, juice as much energy and productivity out of our bodies as possible in order to kind of fit into this system of consumerism and, like, into
mm-hmm.
like a capitalistic society, then we're also exploiting the earth and we're exploiting each other. So, like, if we're viewing ourselves as these productivity machines, then of course we're going to want, you know, I need more of ashwagandha that for the most part is grown overseas, and I'm going to exploit the earth in order to, like, pull that over here so that I can work harder, and versus saying, like, maybe what I need first is just rest.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe what I need first is just rest. And then the herbs can be used as allies to help support that, but it's not like, you know, what I love about herbalism is that the idea is that our bodies heal themselves. We heal ourselves.
100%.
So it's
if
a very different mindset than I think a lot of us have when it comes to medicine, which is basically outsourcing our healing power to, like, this medication made in a factory or this,
uh-huh.
right? And
the doctor gave me this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take this, and then I can keep doing all of my bad mm-hmm. behavior, bad habit, kind of abuse to my body, overuse,
right. yeah.
because I have this that's going to fix it, rather than, like, how do we come in harmony? Really, we are looking to come in
well,
harmony
it's an
with
act
ourselves.
Of, well, and it's an act of, like, it's political resistance to act counter to this really fucked up culture.
Did you swear?
I swore.
Because now I have to click the little box that says that we have cursing. I always click the box that we have cursing on our podcast because I tend to swear once in a while too. And I don't want to have to babysit that. So don't worry about it. I'm just teasing you. But yes.
So should we just talk about a few herbs?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's funny because I think people are like herbs, like it's almost like elusive, like, you know, these and most of them, a lot of them are culinary herbs. A lot of them are ingredients that we already use. So, like, oats, right?
That's an herb?
So, yeah. So, oat is a plant, right? And I wanted to bring this one up, too, because I also think that I see people kind of buy into, like, a lot of ideology around nutrition and, you know, health. And, you know, I follow Dave Asprey, who's that bulletproof guy. So, very
mm-hmm.
big on, like, more of, like, a carnivore paleo diet, right? And you know, I've done a lot of work in functional medicine, and I see a lot of benefit for certain people with a diet like that. But I also see a lot of people vilifying, like, plants and saying, you know, or it's in specifically certain plants, like we see people vilify anything that contains gluten,
right?
Like, any gluten containing plant is bad. Grains are bad,
right?
So again, oat is a grain. We see corn
bad. Yeah.
And it's like, it's just corn. Corn didn't do anything. We've exploited corn a little bit, and we've taken corn and we've processed it in a way that, you know, now we have something like, you know, high fructose corn syrup, which is going to have a horrible blood sugar detriment and inflammation response in our body. But anyway, so to roll back, oats, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oats can be medicine. The oat straw, you can, you know, you can create as like an infusion or like a decoction. So like you make tea from it, and it's super high in like silica and various minerals. And again, like when we think about being in nervous system fatigue or having a lot of stress and anxiety, like that zaps nutrients and minerals from our body. So herbs come secondary to, are we eating enough? What's our nutrition look like? Are we taking care of ourselves, right? Herbs are secondary. But then the oat has this, it's the milky oat top. So like, I think it's like 2 weeks within the growing season, the top of the oat produces this like white, milky, latexy substance that's kind of sweet tasting. And this is what is a super powerful nervous system tone or remedy, right? So it strengthens our nervous system. You can take it over time. It creates more resilience in the nervous system. And it's alcohol soluble. So you'll never see like milky oat top tea. You'll see it as a tincture form. Oops. What happened?
No.
Are you on Do Not Disturb? It's still recording.
Is it?
Yeah, so that you just made. It's still recording.
Okay, yay, back to meeting. All right, gotcha, guys.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
But what about your face?
Who cares? It's okay. I have a question.
Go for it.
So if you are gluten intolerant or avoid mm-hmm. gluten in whatever way, is that irrelevant to this milky top substance that you're talking about?
Well, so oats don't contain gluten. They just tend to be grown in places where there's a lot of cross-contamination from wheat fields that are nearby.
So technically oatmeal would be...
You know oatmeal's gluten-free. You eat oatmeal.
Yeah, but I buy gluten-free oatmeal.
Well, why is it gluten-free? It's gluten-free because it's grown in contained areas.
I didn't
Oats
know
are
that.
Inherently gluten-free.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, look at me vilifying oats when actually...
Well, you're vilifying gluten, and really there's nothing wrong with gluten either.
There's nothing wrong with gluten, except it doesn't feel good in my brain when I eat it. So then I avoid it. So I'm not trying to make a bad guy out of it. I'm just trying to, like, not have a scratchy brain.
Right. And it would be interesting also to see if you lived in a way where, you know, you didn't have chronic stress and you didn't
True.
Have these, you know, autoimmune conditions, if you would be able to actually tolerate a small amount of gluten, you might be surprised. And you probably do, because it's like you, right. So if someone has celiac disease,
right,
they would have a hard time eating at restaurants and stuff because of cross-contamination. Whereas you're fine. You probably do get little pieces of gluten every
right.
once in a while.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a little protein.
Cool. Well, thanks for clarifying.
Yeah.
What else
yeah.
are you thinking about? So the milky substance from the oats,
uh-huh.
that special magic 2 week point in time, you were saying that you would make a tincture out of?
You can make a tincture, yeah. It's alcohol. It's alcohol.
I know you've got some tincture.
Bottles
magic
happening.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. So one of the tinctures I am going to be bringing to the workshop on Friday is a lemon balm or Melissa tincture that I harvested the lemon balm from Beth and Kyla's farm, Oxbow Orchard. And
that's local right down the hill, you guys. So like it was grown right here.
Yeah. And it's in the mint family. It's an aromatic. It's known as like one of the happiest herbs on the planet.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah, it's super sweet selling, or sweet smelling. And it just helps us like enjoy the simple pleasures of being alive. So it's really uplifting, a gentle mood elevator.
And so Leah, you make these tinctures by soaking the plant
in a solution of alcohol and water. It'd be like an alcohol tincture. You could
use high proof alcohol too.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
well, I use high proof alcohol. It is high, and then you, depending on the plant, I add water to.
Sure.
Yeah, just depending on the plant. But yeah, you can create tinctures from glycerin too if you can't handle alcohol. But
yeah, mm-hmm. So you'll be sharing some of those.
Yeah.
How long do they have to soak?
I don't know. I leave mine for like 6 weeks, or at least like one moon cycle.
Okay. All right, but, so you're going to share some of those on Friday.
Lemon balm is also can be a really beautiful, like, carminative. So really helpful for, like, the GI system, for relieving bloating. Yeah, which, you know, when we think about people who are struggling with anxiety, right? Like, it never exists in a vacuum.
No, yeah. It's systemic. Yeah.
Well, and I have never met anyone with anxiety who doesn't also have some sort of, you know, GI upset, distress going on. So, Skullcap is another really beautiful nervous system strengthener that you can take over time. It can have, like, a sedative, hypnotic quality to it.
That's okay. Not me.
But that would be more like if you're creating it from like a dry preparation and doing like some sort of like infusion with water. But it can be a really beautiful long-term solution as a tincture.
And you'll give people some guidance on how to take the tincture. I think, like, my experience of tinctures have been really, really positive. And one of the things I appreciate is that they are, like, they feel really subtle and cooperative. Like, they don't feel like you're taking something that's, like, slamming your body into something. For me, it, like, the tinctures take a few days to kind of start to work their mojo, you know, and it's, like, a real cooperative thing. I feel really good about them.
It's doing, like, a six-week, consistently taking, you know, some sort of combination of like milky oats and skullcap and St. John's wort with some like lemon balm in it, like that can really, really make a huge difference in your nervous system, right? It's like the consistency over time coupled with doing your breathing exercises and your grounding exercises
and watching
and going to therapy and eating enough like nutrient dense
food. Yeah.
So like again, like a lot of the times we'll see like magnesium deficiencies in folks who are struggling with anxiety. And you can take a magnesium pill and you can drink like herbal teas. Like certain herbs are really like nutrient dense, like oat straw I think has magnesium in it. So, right, there are other ways other than buying expensive supplements.
Which is supportive for just absorbing and all the different varieties of magnesium. Is just
Every function. We need magnesium in every.
Blinking. Yeah, cool. All right, well, I'm going to bring my own tincture bottle on Friday so that I can get filled up with some of your good
ingredients. I know, I'm excited about this one. And if anyone has any questions or wants to talk to me one-on-one, I offer like health coaching consultations and we can chat herbs in those as well. So
yeah, because it is really individual.
It's super individual. Yeah.
And I want to thank you too for always keeping your eye on the big picture because it is a holistic kind of experience. So good for that and good for you. And like, yay.
Yeah.
You guys come see Leah on Friday. It's going to be really fun. You get a little tincture.
And lots of tea. Well, lots of tea, too. Yeah. We'll be sharing the teas. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Very cool.
Bye.
Namaste. Thanks for following.